It was very, very good meeting. It was attended by over 160 people from all over the Northwest. Very, very engaging, very positive, but also a reality around the many challenges that we are faced with as an island and a cross-border region. But it was good to have all the industry representatives and political representatives from different fora at both the local level. And, you know, to have, for example, Chambers of Commerce is there and education representatives, it was very, very important. And if we're going to have a voice during these negotiations, it's important that this conversation continues. And I'm certainly hoping that through the Department of the Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs and then North-South Ministerial Council that will continue to happen.
And for the people, is there any reassurance that all will be done ahead of Brexit?
I think it's very, very important to point out, once Brexit happened, nearly the wall-to-wall feedback from speaking to my own constituents in Donegal, that there was a fear about the return to a hard border. I think that message has been very consistent, very loud, and has been conveyed to Europe. And if you look now at the negotiation machinery, the peace process is very much part of that. So anything that will interfere in any way, in a negative way, with the peace process is going to be at the heart of these negotiations. So I'm delighted that that message was conveyed to Europe. But now we have a job to be vigilant, with a job to be very, very clear in what we've gained over the years in terms of the peace process gains. And when you have large companies based in Derry, with people from Donegal crossing the border every day, and likewise citizens from Derry, Tyrone, travelling into companies to work along East Donegal and into Letterkenny, we should be very conscious of that relationship. A relationship and a community that is very close, has been working really, really, really close since the peace process, and we cannot afford to go back. And it's also very, very important, and I had an opportunity to do this, to point this out to the officials from the Department of the Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs, that while the UK voted to leave the European Union, the people of this island didn't.